What's your idea of a blooper? It could be a film outtake containing an accident or awkward mistake. It could be an embarrassing public blunder. Or if you're sports-minded, your blooper could be a soggy fly ball that clears the baseball infield but falls short of the outfield. Blooper. What's the backstory on this word? Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. First, let's get a chronology on the term. The Oxford English Dictionary tracks its first citation to 1926, when blooper entered the language as part of the fledgling radio industry. The original blooper was a radio receiving set that, when improperly operated, emitted howling feedback, even affecting neighboring sets up to a mile away. The maddening sound, onomatopoetically called a bloop, was perpetrated by the blooper, or the offending radio set and or its operator. From there, the term came to mean an embarrassing and very public blunder, whether in person or, eventually, on film or television. The word was certainly in the air in the first decades of the 20th century. Baseball appropriated blooper by 1937 to refer to a mushy hit, lofting the ball to the gap between the infield and the outfield. This sense, too, is believed to be a verbal representation of the sound of the bat weakly striking the ball as opposed to the crack of a powerful hit. I'm Christy the Wordsmith from KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.